Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have two new members in its 2019 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Mississinewa Valley, scheduled for Saturday, February 2nd. The two new inductees will join the 41 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2019 inductees are Tiffany Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein Gann. Tiffany Garkey McEldowney participated in four sports while at Fort Recovery High School, earning a total of 10 varsity letters. She earned one letter in softball and one in track, where she was a member of the regional qualifying team in the 4x800. She earned four letters in basketball. She was a first-team All-MAC selection for 3 years. She also earned first-team All-District during her junior and senior seasons. Tiffany ranks 10th in career scoring with 471 points and 5th in career rebounds with 642. She also ranks 3rd and 5th in season rebounding totals with 251 and 245. Tiffany was a mainstay for the Fort Recovery High School volleyball team during her 4 years of high school. She lettered each of her 4 years and accumulated an impressive list of statistics and honors. She recorded 1,397 kills, 462 blocks, as well as nearly 700 digs and 100 aces in her career. She was selected first-team All-MAC 3 times and first-team All-District 3 times. During her sophomore through senior seasons, she was also chosen as 3rd, 2nd, and first-team All-Ohio, respectively. After graduation from Fort Recovery High School in 2007, Tiffany continued her volleyball career at the University of Dayton, where she was a 4-year varsity letter winner, helping the Flyers to A-10 regular season and tournament championships in 2007, 8, and 9. The second inductee is Holly Stein Gann. Holly participated in 4 different sports at Fort Recovery High School during her career from 2003 to 2007. She earned a total of 11 varsity letters, 4 in basketball and track, 2 in volleyball, and 1 in cross country. She was a star on the basketball court. She scored 1,048 points, which ranks her 6th in career scoring. She was 7th in career rebounds with 513 and 3rd in career steals with 240. She ranks in season high categories, standing 6th in steals with 79, 4th in threes made with 44, and 16th in scoring with 332 points. Holly was first-team All-MAC during her junior and senior seasons, and she won numerous team awards during her career. Holly also excelled in track and field at Fort Recovery High School. She holds the school record in shot put and discus. She participated in the state track and field meet during her sophomore, junior, and senior seasons, and she reached the podium with a 7th-place finish at state in the discus as a senior. Holly was team MVP in track during her junior and senior years. After graduation, Holly attended Defiance College, where she competed in both basketball and track for 2 years. She is still in the record book at Defiance College for free throw shooting, the discus, and the javelin. Congratulations to Tiffany Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein Gann, 2019 inductees into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame.
It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse, where we're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. The Lady Indians come into this contest. Varsity. Let's see, they are 8-9, 2-5 in the league. Mississinewa comes in with 1 victory on the season, 1-15. So on paper, the Indians should have this one kind of in the bag, but we'll have to make sure we don't have a letdown. That has happened to us in the past, and we just can't let that happen today. We played so well the last few games that it's just one of those things we have to be sure that it doesn't come up and get us where we get lackadaisical, and we could play, you know, lackadaisical and possibly still win this, but get us all out of sync for our for the rest of the season. So we have to be a little careful on that. So we, Indians need to be kind of, they need to be sharp. And sometimes when you're playing a team with a not as good a record, it's tough to do. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with some thoughts from our head coach here right after we hear this from Wayne Street Market.
Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Brian Patch, getting ready to play the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. The girls have been playing pretty well the last game or two. What are we looking at trying to do today to keep that momentum going and to come out with a victory today?
Well, part of the reason why we've played well the last two games is because we've actually played a full 32 minutes of playing hard and playing with some energy and getting after it on both ends of the floor. Our offense seems to be clicking a little bit better. We've had balanced scoring the last two games, and I think that's a great sign that we're moving the ball, moving ourselves, and been able to get good looks on offense, which is helping our offense. So we're just looking to continue to do that on both ends, playing with some energy on defense, getting after it, putting some pressure on the guards. I think that's been the difference for us as well. It seems like we're finally starting to read some traps. And, you know, the other part is we have, you know, no seniors, so we have a lot of young kids who played a lot of varsity men's this year early on against some really good teams. Of our nine losses, five of those teams have been ranked. And so, you know, we're now starting to, I think, gain some confidence in some games. And our younger kids are starting to, I think, get a little more comfortable out there. And so hopefully we're starting to kind of gel and getting close to peaking at the right time.
Alrighty. Those are the words from Coach Brian Patch here before the Mississinewa Valley game. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse as the Lady Indians are preparing to take on the Mississinewa Valley Lady Blackhawks. For the Lady Blackhawks, it'll be Sydney Hunt, Bailey Johnson, Olivia Murphy, Taylor Stockler, and Maddie Heaston. For the Lady Indians, it will be Brooke Collig, Tierra Wendell, Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. So those will be the starters. And we're getting pretty close to the national anthem here, but I want to remind you tonight, the boys will play Mississinewa Valley also. That game starting at 6, and in between games, it will be the Hall of Fame induction for Holly Stein-Gann and Tiffany Garkey-McEldowney. So you want to get up here for that if you can. If you can't get here, we plan to have that on the radio and in the archives. So we hope that you're able to get up here for that. And if you are and you want to keep it as a keepsake, you'll be able to download it later tonight from our archives. We're getting ready for the national anthem here. So we're just going to take a break. Not sure how long this will be and till the national anthem is over, and we'll get things ready to go here right after the national anthem. Back in just a few minutes.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse here in Fort Recovery as the Lady Indians prepare to take on the Lady Blackhawks. Introducing the players that we spoke about earlier. I want to talk about some of the things we have going on later. Again, remind you about tonight. The boys play Mississinewa with the Holly Stein-Gann and Tiffany Garkey-McEldowney induction into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. And also next Thursday, girls at St. Henry. That'll be a WPGW simulcast for the varsity. Friday, the boys host St. Henry, and that'll be the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner before that in the Commons from 4 to 6. Tickets are pre-sale only. Monday will be the last day you'll be able to get those, we hope. If not, they may already be cut off for that. But if you don't have your tickets, try to get some on Monday at the high school office for the Shane Long Scholarship Dinner. Then Saturday at 1 o'clock, the girls host Tri-Village. And then that night, the boys host Lima Shawnee. So those are the games coming up for our Indians girls and guys. And tonight's officials will be Bruce Etzler, Ben Kramer, and Jerry Mader. So for the Lady Indians, it will be Val Mullenkamp going to tip it off. And for the Lady Blackhawks, it'll be Taylor Stockler, sophomore. And Val Powell gets the tip, and Kiera has it. She gets it up to Brooke Colleague. Colleague to Allie. Inside to Olivia. Back out to Colleague. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Taken away by the Lady Blackhawks. And it'll be Heaston bringing it up. She gets it to Bailey Johnson. Johnson over to Olivia Murphy. To Heaston. And stolen by Kier Wendell. She goes the length of the court. Up and in. Indians lead 2-0. 40 seconds into the game. It'll be Heaston again bringing up. Indians with a little pressure. They get it up ahead to Sydney Hunt. She gets it to Heaston in the right corner. Shot up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Indians on the rebound as everybody was trying to grab that. It'll be Hunt going to get it in for the Lady Blackhawks. She gets it to... Can't see her number. I think that's Taylor Stockler in the corner. Yeah, Taylor Stockler gets it out to Heaston on the right side. That's Maddie Heaston. She gets it to Olivia Murphy. She backs it out past the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Heaston. Dribbles down into the right corner. And Allie Vaughn taps it out of bounds for her. So Sydney Hunt, number 10 for the Blackhawks, will trigger it in. She gets it to Maddie Heaston. Heaston down into the right corner, tries to go inside to Hunt, and off her leg and out of bounds. So Val gets it in to Kiera. Kiera to Olivia down on the left corner. Three-pointer up, no good, rolls around the rim and won't go in. Rebound for Olivia Murphy for the Blackhawks. She'll get it across center court. Trouble kind of got in the trap. They get it down in the corner to Taylor Stockler, and she puts up a three-pointer, and the Blackhawks lead 3-2. 6:10 left here. Val Mullenkamp with a three-pointer, left wing, and that is up and good. Indians lead 5-3, just under 6 minutes here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And it'll be down in the corner. It'll be Olivia Murphy looked to do a jump pass and held onto the ball, came down, travel. So Kiera will bring it across center court for our Indians. The Brooke Colleague down in the corner to Olivia. Back to the top to Kiera, to Val, inside to Olivia. She gets it back out to Kiera, to Val at the foul line. She'll drive in, little 10-footer, up, no good. That'll be a foul on Bailey Johnson, her first, team's first for the Blackhawks, and Val will go to the line for the Indians. First one up, and good. We've played 2.5 minutes. Indians lead 6-3 with one more foul shot for Val Mullenkamp. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Murphy of the Blackhawks. She'll bring it up. She gets down into the corner to Hunt. She'll go into the corner. Gets it over to Stockler. Stockler gets it up top to Murphy. Murphy to Heaston at the foul line. Gets it to Bailey Johnson. She tries to throw it down in the corner, but Murphy had cut toward the basket, so the Indians will take it out. It'll be foul into Kiera again. A little bit of pressure from the Blackhawks. Easily broken. And inside to Allie. Back out to Brooke Colleague. She'll dribble into the lane. Back out to Kiera. To Val, inside to Allie, and she goes up, and she is fouled. Foul would be on. Looks like it'll be on 32, Taylor Stockler. Second team foul for the Blackhawks, first for her. And Allie will go to the line. First one up, and good. 7-3, Indians, 4:48 left here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Shot up and off the rim. And rebound comes to the Blackhawks. Be Murphy bringing it up. She gets it to Johnson. Johnson inside to Sydney Hunt. Shot blocked, and Val Mullenkamp has it. Quickly ahead to Colleague. She's trapped in the near the out of bounds line under the basket. Gets it out to Allie Vaughn, to Brooke Colleague. Inside to Val. Up and off the rim, and no good. Olivia with the rebound. And she'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line, shooting two. That foul on Olivia Murphy. That'll be the third team foul for the Lady Blackhawks. Olivia shooting first one around the rim and kicks back out. So see if the Hull Brothers foul line will be a little better to us here. One more for Olivia. That is off the back of the rim and no good. And it'll be Olivia Murphy with a rebound again. She'll get it to Kyle Levy, who gets it stolen by Brooke Colleague. Length of the court up and no good. A rebound, Val Mullenkamp, and she puts it up and in. 9-3, just under 4 minutes to play here. And it is Easton, and she gets it stolen by Allie Vaughn to Val Mullenkamp. Shot up, no good. Rebound, no good. Shot up again, and she's fouled. So Val will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. So Maddie Easton with her first, team's fourth foul for the Blackhawks. Her first one from the Hull Brothers foul line is up and good. And it's 10-3 Indians. Brenna Homan will come in, and it looks like Paige Fortkamp will probably come in for Val Mullenkamp if she makes this one. Second one up and in. And Paige Fortkamp will replace Val. Val has 7 of our 11 points, and she'll rest a little bit. 3:47 here left in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And Indians with some pressure, and the Blackhawks are having a little trouble with it. Get it across, and Hunt will get it over in the corner to Easton. A shot up, no good. Indians, and as they come down court, it is stolen. Levy with a shot up, no good. And Easton with a foul on the rebound. Excuse me. A little bit of a tickle in my throat. Very sorry. So Indians have it. It is Fortkamp gets it to Brenna. Fortkamp on the left wing to Kaya on the right wing. Inside to Olivia. Back out to Kaya. To Fortkamp. Inside to Allie. Inside to Olivia on the left side. Up and in. Nice ball movement by the Indians. And Indians now lead 13-3. Just under 3 minutes, and it'll be Murphy going to bring the ball up. And on the pressure, Allie Vaughn fouls her. That'll be the Indians' first team foul, and obviously Allie's first. So Allie will come out, and Brooke Colleague will come back in, and Olivia will come out, and Val will come back in. So we have Brooke Colleague, Brenna Homan, Val Mullenkamp, Kyle Wendell, and Paige Fortkamp in for the Indians. And they're putting pressure on the Blackhawks again. And Hunt gets it over to Ellie Reichard. And she gets it to Easton. Easton puts up a three-pointer fairly quickly. And Val Mullenkamp with the rebound and throws it to Blackhawk, who shoots it, no good. And Val gets the rebound again. Ahead to Fortkamp. Colleague gets it on the right wing and sees Val wide open into the basket, up and in. It'll be a timeout for the Lady Blackhawks. Excuse me, and we'll take a timeout with them. Be a 30-second timeout. Be back in just a moment.
Wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians lead 15-3, 2-25 left here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And the Blackhawks will trigger it in. It's in to Stockler. She's kind of trapped over in the by the Mississinawa bench and knocked out of bounds by the Indians. It'll be Hunt trying to get it in, and Brooke Kollig kicks it out of bounds, so they'll try it again. She gets it in to Taylor Stockler, who will bring it across center court with some pressure from Paige Fortkamp, who knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Blackhawks ball across the court from us. Heaston has it. Goes to Stockler on the dribbles down into the right corner. She gets it knocked away by Paige Fortkamp again. Indians with a lot of... they're contesting every dribble, every pass, making it tough on the Blackhawks. Indians lead 15-3, 2:07 here in Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Blackhawks get it in to Taylor Stockler. Looked like it was going to go out of bounds, but a foul is called on Paige Fortkamp. So it'll be only the second team foul. Get it into Heaston, into Taylor, who puts up a shot, no good. Fortkamp with the rebound. Tries to go into the corner to Brenna and throws it out of bounds. So it'll be Taylor Hunt going to pass it in for the Blackhawks. Indians with all kinds of pressure. They do get it in to Kelly Reichard, who gets it stolen away by Val, who tries to go inside, and it's stolen away by Murphy, who gets it down court and throwing it from the right wing, trying to go under, and it goes off of two or three people's hands. Indians touch it last, and Taylor Hunt will trigger in again for the Blackhawks under their basket, or in the corner on their end, excuse me. And it'll go out to Kaya Levy, and she tries to get it to Heaston and gets it tipped away, and Kollig gets it quickly over to Brenna Holman, who puts it up and in. 17-3, minute 20, and Hunt gets it into Heaston. She'll dribble up court. She breaks the press, gets it to Stockler. Stockler tries to get it to Hunt, and it's kicked by one of the Indians, and it'll be out of bounds off of the Indians, and Blackhawks ball out of bounds. She'll get it to Stockler out of the top of the key, dribbles to the right corner, tries to go inside to Kaya Levy, and tipped away, and Blackhawks recover. Heaston gets it to Stockler in the corner. No good. And on the rebound, it's out of bounds, and it looks like it's off the Indians. So the Blackhawks have it under their basket again. And get it into Johnson. Johnson puts a shot up. No good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring it down court, stops, gets it to Brenna in the left corner. She dribbles in, one dribble, pops it, a little 10-footer, no good. Rebound Indians, and back out to Olivia. She puts up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound this time to Stockler of the Blackhawks. She gets it to Reichard, who gets it to Johnson, shoots a long three-pointer, no good. Long rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Indians basketball. 19.9 here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Indians lead 17-3. to be the Indians with it. To Val at the foul line, 7 seconds. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Olivia, up and good. 18-3, and time runs out here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. After one, Indians lead, 19-3. Be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. You hear a little bit of Cab Calloway in the background. Bob Stogler is playing a little Minnie the Moocher for the fans. Pretty decent crowd here today. It'll be the Blackhawks getting the ball to start the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter. Heaston brings the ball in. No pressure on the center court takeout. So it'll be Johnson trying to get it over in the corner to Heaston, and ball goes out of bounds. Indians ball. Little token pressure at three-quarter court for the Blackhawks. Kaya gets it to Paige. Paige to Val. Over to Olivia Patch. A little 15-footer just to the left of the foul line. And that's up and in, 21-3. Blackhawks get it in to Stockler. She'll get it ahead to Sydney Hunt, who gets quickly ahead to Bailey Johnson, who puts up a nice layup from the left side, 21-5. And Val has it from on the left wing, inside to Olivia, tries to get it over to Paige. It's taken by Stockler. She goes up, shot no good, partially blocked by Paige. Indians have it. Val Mullenkamp to Kaya to Paige on the left corner, dribbles up to the left wing, gets it to Val Mullenkamp on the right wing, to Kaya in the right corner, inside to Allie Vaughn, and they'll call foul on probably Heaston. Yep, foul on Heaston. That'll be the sixth team foul for the Blackhawks, her first for Maddie Heaston. So the Indians will bring the ball in. Inside to Val. Shot partially blocked. Rebound to the Indians. Val up again on a pass from Olivia and knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. 6:32 here on the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 21-5. It is Bailey Johnson gets it ahead to Maddie Heaston. Heaston to Murphy in the right corner. Gets it over to Johnson. She tries to dribble in. Gets it taken away. Allie Vaughn down in the right corner. Dribbles in. Kicks it out to Paige on the left corner. To Vaughn inside. She gets it back to Fort Camp. Fort Camp with the three. Up, no good, but she gets her own rebound, follows her shot. Over to Allie Vaughn, tries to get it to Olivia, and goes out of bounds. So, 5:55 left here in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter. And it will be timeout for our Indians. We'll take a timeout with them. And we'll be back in just a moment or two.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Lady Indians lead 21-5 with 5:55 left here in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter. Mississinawa ball. They get it ahead to Murphy, who loses it to Olivia. Quickly ahead to Bow at the top of the key to Kaya on the right wing. Gets it to Paige Fortcamp. Down to Val in the left corner. Gets it to Allie Vaughn. Makes a move inside. No good. Almost got her own rebound and couldn't quite get there. Olivia Murphy with the rebound. She comes down, loses it, and Val Mullenkamp going to go the length of the court. She'll stop, drop it in. 23-5. So Val has 12, quickly ahead to Hunt. Shot no good, partially blocked by Paige Fortcamp. Rebound by Val. She brings it down court, gets it to Kaya. Kaya to Paige. Paige to Allie, inside to Olivia. Up and good. Nice ball movement. Three people, all five people touched the ball in less than 10 seconds. Ball never dribbled inside, went all the way around and inside and up and in. So got a little sub action here for the Blackhawks. Looks like there's one that I believe that is, she's not on the varsity roster, but I believe it's Kayexba from the JV game is in for the Blackhawks. And for the Indians now, we have Val, Kaya, Brooke, Brenna Holman is now in, and Allie Vaughn. So it is Murphy bringing it up, gets it to Kayexba. Over to Johnson, down in the corner to Murphy, goes inside to Hunt, who puts it up and in. It's 25-7, 4:18 left here on the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. Brooke Collig gets it into Val, out to Brooke, over to Collig on the left wing, dribbles down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Allie. To Kaya, back inside to Brooke, shot up, no good, gets her own rebound. Brenna out, gets it to Brooke, to Kaya, inside to to Allie Vaughn, shot no good. Rebound off Black, and the Indians will take it out under their own basket, and Paige Fortcamp will replace Allie Vaughn. So we have Kaya Wendell, Paige Fortcamp, Brooke Collig, Val Mullenkamp, and Brenna Homan. So ball goes in, Indians fouled. That'll be on Olivia Murphy, her second foul, team's seventh. So it'll be 1-1, and Brooke Collig will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. One dribble, shot up, and it's up and in. The official, Ben Kramer, talking with Mississinawa Valley head coach Michael Page. Page. Another one. It's Indians 28-7 lead, 3.5 to go here. Inside for the Blackhawks into Hunt, and Paige Fortcamp with the rebound. Kaya has it, quickly ahead in the left corner to Brooke Collig, to Kaya, out to Brenna Homan, Val at the foul line. Up and good. That's 14 for Val. And 3:11 to go here. Indians lead 30-7. And that's Kayakska with the... Excuse me. I knew I was saying that wrong. I got to get... She's on the JV roster, but not the varsity roster. And I have to go find the JV roster to find her name. So it'll be the Blackhawks ball out of bounds in front of the Indians bench. It'll be Murphy going to get it in to Ellie Reichard. Reichard out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Stockler. Stockler will dribble to the foul line. She gets it to Kaya Levy, who gets it over to Murphy, going toward the basket. No good. Stockler with the rebound, taken away by the Indians. Kaya quickly ahead to Brooke. Brooke goes to Olivia on the right side of the lane. And gets it to Kaya. And they probably would not have called that a foul, except it ended up with Kaya tripping and traveling. So they couldn't call travel on her. It was very inadvertent and would have been inconsequential if Kaya hadn't gone down. So Kayakspa gets a foul on that one, and Kaya goes to the Hall Brothers foul line. Her first one was good. Second one is good. Indians lead 32-7. 2.5 minutes to go. Inbounds pass stolen by Brenna. But now the Blackhawks get it back and throw it out of bounds as they're trying to get it from the right corner to the right wing. So Indians have it. 2:20. 32-7 still the score. To Brenna on the right wing, way out top. Inside to Olivia, back to Brooke. Page with the rebound, shot up, no good. Rebound to Kayakspa, and she gets it to Murphy, who is fouled by Brooke Colleague. That'll be her first, Indians' fifth team foul of the game. 2 minutes to go here. Indians lead by 25, 32-7. It's Kayakspa. Excuse me, gets it to Ellie Reichard. She gets it to Murphy. Murphy dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it to Levy. Puts the shot up and in. Excuse me, she got it to Murphy, who put it in. So Murphy with two. It's 32-9, minute and a half to go here. Indians with a shot up, no good on the rebound. Olivia knocks it out of bounds. So minute 20 to go here. Kayakspa, no pressure. We'll bring it across center court. Brenna on her, now gets down in the corner. Trapped there, gets it out to Murphy. Murphy at the foul line. She'll try to get it to one of her teammates. Not sure who, because it didn't come close to anybody, and Indians come up with it. Kaya Wendell brings it across center court. And it'll go into the left corner to Brooke. Brooke tries to get it back out to Paige. And Paige throws it across center court, and none of the Blackhawks touched it, so it'll be over and back. And Maddie Heaston will come back in for the Blackhawks. 52.3, excuse me, on Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. It'll be Levy with the ball. She tries to get it into Stockler and out to Heaston, out, and Heaston, Johnson with a shot. Heaston with the rebound, up and in. 32-11, 30 seconds to go here. It is Brenna in the left corner, up no good. Rebound fought for, and it'll be a jump ball, and the Indians will get the ball under our basket. 24.7. Indians getting the ball in. It'll be Brenna to colleague in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the right wing to Kiera. 15 seconds to go. Backs way out past the volleyball line. 10 seconds now. Still out there. She dribbles in. Gets it over to Brenna in the left corner. She goes in, puts one up, and in. And it'll be Blackhawks ball, and it is halftime. Indians lead 34-11 on the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. We'll be back with the Cooper Farms halftime show right
proudly
after this.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Indians lead 34-11, pretty well dominating the Lady Blackhawks, but Lady Blackhawks got a lot of game in them, and this is a pretty good game in spite of the score. It's very scrappy, and Indians playing well, and so are the Lady Blackhawks. Should be a pretty interesting second half. See if the Indians can keep up their intensity and not let up with a 23-point lead. I think Val Molenkamp leads us with 14 points. And let's see who else we have here. Olivia Patch with 8. I'm only able to see who's up on the board here for starting the second half. Kiera has 4. So Indians doing well. But a scrappy Blackhawk team, and if the Indians let up a little bit, it could be a problem for them, so they don't want to let up any. We just got a report from the bowling team, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with our report from the bowling team. They had a pretty good day today, so we'll be back after these messages and talk a little bit about our great high school bowling team.
Hello, this is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help increase your power, strength, and speed in order to get you back into the game. We are located at 1100 Commerce Street, Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We're here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse where our Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Blackhawks in a doubleheader. Later this evening, the boys will play and we'll have the Hall of Fame induction. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, we want to talk about our bowling. Message here from Corey Gerloff, our bowling coach. And where they had a really big day today, this morning. The Fort Recovery, I'll read the text here. It's a very nice report. The Fort Recovery Indians had a decisive win over the Minster Wildcats on the lanes in Versailles today. Minster pin count was 22-95, a very respectable score, to Fort Recovery's 27-68, beat them by almost 500 pins with a nice singles effort from each bowler. And John Kanapke and Jared Timmerman led the charge, totaling a two-game series of 405 and 472. So John Kanapke averaged 202 and a half, and Jared Timmerman averaged 236 in two games. That is really, really good. Jared bowled a 300 earlier this week, I believe, or maybe last week. Bowled a 300 in practice. So he is bowling great. So the boys are back in action next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at Community Lanes. And I believe that's in Minster for the MAC Championship next Saturday morning. If you want to see some great bowling, it is a rowdy thing to see this MAC Championship going on. And our Indians are bowling extremely well right now. And just several people have just really stepped up their game in the last few weeks. So very exciting things going on for our bowling. And a big thank you to Corey Gerloff for getting us that report and for being the volunteer bowling coach. He and Jared Stahman, the owners of America Lanes. Jared's out there working his butt off right now, getting ready in a couple of hours for the Queen of Hearts drawing. So we'll be back with a little bit of talk about the Hall of Fame and a few things like that. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The value in batteries is more than skill deep.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians lead 34-11 over the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks. Tonight, the boys will host the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks, but the big deal going on tonight is Hall of Fame induction for Holly Stein Gann and Tiffany Garkey McElDowney. They'll be going into the Indians Hall of Fame between the JV and varsity games. So, if you want to get here for that, if you can't, we will have it here on the radio, and it will be on in our archives. So tonight's varsity game will be a WPGW simulcast, but we'll bring you the JV game. We're getting ready for the second half here, so let's just take a quick break and hear from a couple of our sponsors, and then we'll be back with the start of the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Mississinawa Valley gets the ball first and come down, and Hunt misses a shot. Indians with the rebound. Olivia Patch over to Val Mullenkamp, just left of the foul line, and that's up and in, and she has 14 points. And Indians lead 36-11. And it's Heaston bringing the ball up for the Blackhawks. Gets it to Murphy. She'll dribble down into the right corner. Tries to get it to Hunt. Stolen away by Kiera. Quickly ahead to Brooke. Brooke up. No good. Rebound around. Brooke gets her own rebound after five hands touch it. She goes up and in. And it's 38-11. Under 7 minutes now here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And it is Murphy. Gets it down into the corner to Stockler. She puts up a three-pointer. Rebound by Brooke. Quickly ahead to Allie. Allie goes in, puts one up, and she gets her arm grabbed by Sydney Hunt on the shot. So Allie will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. With her first foul, obviously the first team foul of the half for the Blackhawks. We just played a little over a minute. Allie's first shot up and in. And Allie has 2 points now. She gets another chance here at the Hull Brothers foul line. Has the ball. One dribble. Shot up. And in. 3 points for Allie Vaughn now. Inbounds to Heaston. A little bit of pressure by the Indians. Kiera trying to get it from Heaston. Gets it to Hunt. She gets it in the corner to Murphy, who tries to go inside, and it is kicked up and hits the wall behind where our students sit. That was a pretty good foot block by, I believe, Olivia or Val. Couldn't tell which one it was. Shot up by Heaston from the right wing. No good. And Olivia with the rebound to Allie Vaughn. Up. Looked like she might have been fouled, but they're not calling it. Just going to give us the ball out of bounds. 40-11, our score for Recovery Insurance third quarter. 6:17 to play here in quarter number three. Inbounds to Allie. She goes into the lane, gets it out to Brooke. Inside to Olivia. Up and up the rim a couple of times and in. 42-11 now. Just over 6 minutes to play here. And it is, Johnson. Tries to get it up ahead to Stockler, and ball's on the floor. Allie Vaughn comes up with it. She gets it to Olivia, who makes a nice little move. She stepped toward the baseline, made a turnaround, and shoots it from the middle, about a five-footer, and up and in. And Indians with the press, going to keep this press on. They get the steal, and Val comes up with it. Knocked away and over to Kiera to Allie Vaughn, three-pointer, up and good, 47-11. Mississinawa coach Michael Page will call a timeout. And we'll just run over some of the things going on here the rest of this, well, tonight. Obviously, we spoke earlier about the Hall of Fame induction between the JV and varsity games, boys Mississinawa game. Next Thursday, the girls are at St. Henry. Then on Friday, the boys host St. Henry, and that's going to be the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner. You need to have pre-sale tickets for that. They are still available. Probably they can still get some more reservations in, but you have to get those tickets Monday. Get several extra, and you can put them in the refrigerator and have them on later in the week. That's Romer's Great Barbecue Chicken, so make sure you get those. On Saturday, the girls host Tri-Village. Haven't looked to see what their record is this year, but they're usually really, really tough. They give us problems no matter if we play them here or there. That's a very good Tri-Village ladies team. And that'll be at 1 o'clock for the JV game. Then that night, the boys host Lima Shawnee. So we've got Mississinawa Valley boys tonight, girls at St. Henry on Thursday, boys host St. Henry here Friday, Saturday girls host Tri-Village, and boys host Lima Shawnee. So it'll be Mississinawa bringing the ball up. It'll be Houston getting it across center court with no pressure. She gets it to Johnson, who gets it tapped away and picks it back up, gets it to Houston, to Ellie Reichard. And she's guarded heavily by Kiera. Tries to go inside, and Allie Vaughn has it. Quickly ahead to Brooke Cullig. She puts it up. No good. And Reichard with the rebound. Taken away by Allie Vaughn. And Brooke Cullig again. Still no good. Vowell grabs the rebound. Up and no good. And rebound to Hunt for the Lady Blackhawks. Gets it to Houston. Over to Reichard. Back to Houston. Goes inside to Hunt. She tries to make a move. Gets it back out to Houston. Goes back in. Tipped away by Val. And she has it. And be quickly ahead to Allie Vaughn in the right corner. She goes up. That's no good. Gets her own rebound. Up. Still no good. And Olivia Patch with the rebound. She gets it to Val. Breaking toward the basket. That goes around the rim twice and spins out and goes out of bounds off of Brooke Cullig. Had so much English on it coming off of those two spins around the rim. When Brooke touched it, it just shot right out of bounds. She had no chance of grabbing it. So Houston bringing it up for the Blackhawks and tipped away by Brooke Cullig, and she goes out of bounds while she's knocking that away. Every pass is being contested by our Lady Indians. Again, Indians lead 47-11, 4 minutes and 4 seconds left in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And Hunt will get it into Reichard out past the volleyball line. And Allie Vaughn tips it away from her as she's looking to see what she's going to do. And Allie goes down. Little shot from the little jumper, about a 5-foot jumper from the left side. It's 49-11, 3:45 left. Houston with the ball, right wing. She goes inside, to, don't have her on the list here. Allie Vaughn with the steal. It was tipped away. And she gets a nice, easy basket. So it is Taylor Stockler inside. Gets it stolen by Hope Wendell. Quickly ahead to Brenna Homan, who makes a nice layup. Indians open up the lead even more, 53-11 now. And it was 34-11 at half. We've played 5 minutes, and the Indians have scored 19 points here in quarter number three in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Brenna goes to the Hall Brothers foul line. The chance to make it more, and she, that one spins off, and rebound to Hunt, tries to get it to Heason, grabbed by Paige Fortkamp. She will go down, gets it to Macy Day, just missed. Paige Fortkamp with the rebound, blocked by Levy, and gets it ahead to, I believe that's Hunt, who, as she was trying to turn to pass the ball back, she is down and she is hurt. Definitely looked like her foot was, it was definitely twisted. So, she's having some problems there. Let's take a quick break here. That looks like they're gonna, they're attending to her on the floor. So, we'll take a quick break and we'll hear from our third quarter sponsor.
Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where Sydney Hunt has gone off the floor after it's either a very serious sprain, possibly a break. I mean, she went to turn, and her foot did not turn with her, with the rest of her body, and she went down, and she is hurting. So Indians steal the second pass of the Blackhawks' possession, go down. Paige Fortkamp tries to get it cross court to Macy Day, goes out of bounds. So it will be Bailey Johnson getting it in to Olivia Murphy. Murphy gets it to Ellie Reichard. Puts up a shot from out past the foul line. No good. Hope Wendell with a rebound. To Kiera, to Macy Day, over to Brenna. Shot up. Blocked and out of bounds, so Indians will have the ball. So Kiera gets it into Brenna. Brenna to Macy. Macy inside to Hope Wendell. Up and good, and a foul. So Hope with a nice move. They get it inside to her. She does what she's supposed to do, puts it in the hoop. She got a foul. She got fouled, so she'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Indians lead 55-11, 2:03 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And Hope, a couple of dribbles, shot up and in, completes the old-fashioned three-point play. So it'll be Murphy bringing it up with no pressure from the Indians. She gets it to Bailey Johnson. Johnson to Reichard. Back out to Stockler on the right wing. No good. Long rebound. Allie Vaughn brings it up. She gets it to Paige Fortkamp in the left corner. She'll get it out to Macy Day, out past the volleyball line. To Brenna. She drives down to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Allie Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp. To Macy Day. Goes inside to Hope. She tries to go up. Partially blocked. Probably a foul, but you don't need to call that in a game like this. There's no need to call a foul. They're just awarding the ball to the Indians. It wasn't anything drastic. It was just there was some contact, but that's not terribly serious. Inside, ball goes into Paige Fortkamp. Little 5-foot jumper. Minute 12. Indians still lead big. It is Johnson with the ball, and she tries to get it over to Ellie Reichard. Throws it out of bounds. If I'd been sitting in my regular seat, that would have landed in my lap. So Macy Day passes it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie brings it across center court, gets it to Paige Fortkamp, way out on the left wing, into Hope, goes up, left-hand shot, no good. She's down, getting up slowly, but looks like she's going to be okay. Looks like she's going to be able to walk that off. They're going to take her out for a minute just to be sure so we don't aggravate that injury. It'll be Elena Evers coming in for Hope. 40 seconds, Indians ball. And Macy Day has it, guarded heavily by Murphy. She gets it inside to Elena Evers. Shot up, and she is fouled. I had to call that foul because she traveled. If it would have been a travel or a foul, obviously the girl had a hold of her arm. I think the officials are calling this game very well. They're not calling every single foul. Sometimes they're just awarding the ball to the team that would have gotten fouled, and that's a really good way to do it. There's no need to keep dragging the game around, but this one was definitely a foul. Elena's first one is up and no good from the Hull Brothers foul line. Her second one is up and right through. Might not even move the net. 59-11. Now 30 seconds left. And Murphy brings it across center court for the Lady Blackhawks. She gets it to Reichard. She dribbles out deep and stolen away by Allie Vaughn. And we're going to have a jump ball. She dived down on the floor for the ball and couldn't get up before Stockler tied her up. So it'll be Indians ball. 17 seconds. Allie Vaughn into Brenna in the corner. She drives toward the basket to Paige Fortkamp. Left corner shot up. No good. Long rebound, and Macy Day chases it down with 5 seconds to go. Brenna, she gets it, and she's shooting a three-pointer from the right wing, and no good. After three, Indians lead 59-11. Thanks to Fort Recovery Insurance for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Back in
every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Starting the K&L Tractors fourth quarter, Indians lead 59-11. Indians in the third quarter shut out the Mississinewa Valley Lady Blackhawks, and we ourselves scored 25 points, so very dominant. Kind of wonder what's going to happen when you're up 34-11 at halftime if you're going to come out with any intensity, and obviously we did. So Blackhawks have the ball first, trying to go inside, stolen away by the Indians, and Macy Day gets it to Paige Fortkamp deep on the left wing. She gets it over to Brenna on the right wing, tries to go into Hope Wendell, and knocked away, but back out to Paige, inside to Hope again, shot up from the right side, nice shot, but no good. Rebound to the Blackhawks, and Heaston brings it up, gets it to Murphy, gets it to Reichard on the left wing, back to Murphy, back to Reichard on the left wing, goes inside to Levy, but taken away by Hope Wendell. She brought it down. She was going to pass it ahead to Brenna and saw that Brenna wasn't looking, grabbed it and dribbled again. So kind of a little mess up there, Hope, but that's all right. Indians still lead 59-11, 7:06 here, and it is Murphy with the ball. She'll get it to Reichard and to Heaston in the left corner, to Murphy, to Murphy at the top of the key, a shot no good, and Paige Fortkamp to Macy. She'll shoot the three-pointer, partially blocked and grabbed by Houston. Houston dribbles down to the right corner, goes inside, gets it back out to, I believe that was number 15, Lindsey Johns. Yep, that was Lindsey Johns, her first points of the game, and I believe her first action of the game. Brenna with a shot up, no good, and rebounded by the Lady Blackhawks. Shot up by Murphy, no good. Rebound, tied up, and alternate possession goes to the Indians. 59-13, K&L Tractor's fourth quarter. Into Macy Day. She's being guarded heavily by Murphy. She gets it up to Paige. She gets it across. She's dribbling out past the volleyball line, setting up the offense. Brenna has it. Tries to get it to Elena Evers. Tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Oh, sure did look like that number 45 was the last one to touch it, but they'll give it to the Blackhawks. And it'll be Blackhawks try to get it down in the corner to Houston. And it's tipped by the Indians and then off of Houston's hand. Goes out almost into the hallway, and it'll be Indians ball going the length of the court. A little pressure from, looks like Kennedy Stockler in the game now for the Lady Blackhawks from the JV game. And it'll be Brenna. Goes in, partially blocked, and rebound to Lindsey Johns. She gets it to Taylor Stockler. And Lindsey Johns again out past the volleyball line to Houston on the right wing. And Houston gets it back to Lindsey Johns. Back to Houston. Houston puts up a three, and that's up and in. Nice shot. That is her third, fourth, and fifth points of the game. 59-16 now. K&L Tractor's scoreboard, 4:45 to play here in the ball game, and it'll be Fort Kemp up, no good, but Elena Evers with a nice rebound up and in, 61-16, and it is Houston to Reichard, back to Houston, shot up, no good, and kind of a goofy bounce off the rim. It hits the floor and goes out of bounds without anybody touching it. So it went off the rim, off the floor, and out of bounds. So it'll be Brenna bringing it up against Houston. She'll go to Hope. Hope with a nice shot. Nice turnaround. Did not go. Lindsey Johns with the rebound. Gets it to Houston. She'll get it to Taylor Stockler. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound to Paige Fortkamp. She'll bring it up against Kennedy Stockler, freshman. Nice-looking freshman from the JV game, played very well. Inside to Hope. She goes up and in, and Hope has five. Excuse me. Houston gets it to Lindsey Johns, top of the key. Over to Reichard on the left wing. She gets it back to Houston and up past the volleyball line. Over in the corner to Kennedy Stockler. Back to Houston. Tries to get it back to Kennedy Stockler in the right corner, and Indians tip it away. Be the Blackhawks ball inbounding. Taylor Stockler, the sophomore, was going to take it out. Now she's coming out of the game. And looks like she'll be replaced by Kaya Lavia, junior. And Lindsey Johns will trigger it in. And gets it into Kennedy Stockler. Tried to get it back, and the Indians tip it away. And a jump ball on the loose ball. And it'll be Blackhawks on the alternate possession. Lindsey Johns passes it in again. And this will be to Olivia Kayaktaba from the JV game. She also played very well for the Lady Blackhawks JV. She gets it, to Kennedy Stotler. Back to Kayaktaba in the left corner. To Ellie Reichert on the left wing. She gets it to Lindsey Johns, down to Kayaktaba in the right corner now. Back to Lindsey Johns on the right wing, dribbles down into the corner. Kayaktaba on the right wing. She gets it to Ellie Reichert, puts up a three, no good, and goes all the way around the three-point line and gets her own rebound on the opposite side of the court. So she tries to pass it to one of her teammates, but throws it out of bounds. She got her own rebound on a great play and then threw it away. So Brenna will bring it up. Paige on the left wing, inside to Hope. Hope powers up and good. That's her seventh points now. And it's 65-16 on the K&L Tractors fourth quarter scoreboard. 2:15 to go here. And Kayaktaba puts the shot up. No good. Knocked out of bounds on the rebound by Macy Day. So it will be Kennedy Stockler from the JV team going to put it in, bring it in for the Lady Blackhawks. Gets it to Kayaktaba. Tries to put a shot up, and she gets fouled by, I believe, Brenna. So that would be, that'd be Brenna's first in the varsity game. Kayaktaba puts one up and in. Nice shot. They have some pretty good players on this Mississinewa Valley team, but the Indians' pressure really, really gave them problems today. 65-17 our score, and it'll be Macy Day out on the left wing. She dribbles to the foul line, puts up a runner, no good, and it goes out of bounds off of... looks like they brought in Allison Byram from the JV team, too, off of her. Stolen by Ellie Reichert. She goes down court, gets it to Kennedy Stockler. Shot no good. Rebound Kayaktaba. Shot no good. Elena Evers with the rebound. Gets it up ahead to Paige Fortkamp, who gets it tipped by Kayaktaba, but she recovers. Gets it down near the basket to Brianna. One dribble. She's right there for a real easy layup from the left side. 67-17. Kayaktaba will bring it up. She gets it to Ellie Reichert. Down in the corner to Allison Byram. Byram to Kayaktaba. She drives up and in. So Kayaktaba from the JV team has 3 points here in the varsity contest, all here in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter. And speaking of K&L, Brenna puts up a shot, but it's no good. Back to Brenna from the foul line. Another one just really close, but not in. Long rebound. Paige has it. Her shot from the foul line, no good. And the rebound goes to Reichert. She'll go the length of the court, and Brenna will tip it away from her at the as she was approaching the basket, and it'll go out of bounds. The Indians ball here. The Indians knocked it out. It'll be the Lady Blackhawks ball. And it'll be Stockler getting it into Kayaktaba to Johns to Allison Byram. Shot up around the rim two or three times. No good. Macy with the rebound. And it'll go ahead up ahead to Paige and through her hands. They had a fast break layup, but could not hang on. And it'll be the Lady Blackhawks ball. And it'll be Allison Byram from the JV to Kayaktaba. Back to Byram from the left wing. She'll put one up inside the arc. No good. Long rebound. Grabbed by Reichert. Back to Byram. Over in the corner to Reichert. Shot no good. Rebound to Indians. Ahead to Hope Wendell. And that is the game. Final score, 67-19. Indians, we'll be back with the post-game show right after this.
Hello, I'm Ken Barrett from KNO Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at KNO Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at KNO Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. And the Lady Indians come away with a big 67-19 win over the Mississinewa Valley Lady Blackhawks. Our record goes to 9-9 for the varsity, and Mississinewa goes to 1-16, I believe. So there's some very good players on Mississinewa's team. I think Val led us with 16, but they have some pretty good players, but they just ran into a team that gave them some problems with ball handling. And we'll probably get a chance to talk to Coach Patch here in just a minute or two. But again, Indians come away with a 67-19 victory here in the game. And we'll be playing the Mississinewa Valley boys tonight. So we'll be back with talk with the coach right after this.
The annual Shane Long Scholarship Fund Chicken Dinner coming up on February 8th before the boys' basketball game with St. Henry. The dinners will be served in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m. and include Romer's delicious barbecued chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Tickets are pre-sale only and are $8 each and can be purchased at the high school office or from any traveling tribe member or Fort Recovery boys basketball player. The proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund for a student from Fort Recovery and a student from St. Henry and also the traveling tribe. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and get to the gym early for the St. Henry basketball game. It's the annual Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner on Friday, February 8th in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, the Miracle Lanes post-game show. We're here with Coach Brian Patch. So what's your thoughts on how this game went and where we stand as a team here? Sorry, I need to get you turned on here. I thought I had that one on. I had a different one on. Sorry about that, Coach.
No, you're fine. You know. I thought first half we kind of came out and kind of went through the motions a little bit. I don't think our focus was very good. And then we went in and I think at halftime talked a little bit and came out. I thought our third quarter focus and our effort was really good.
Yeah, my numbers say we outscored them 25-0.
Yeah, and that's then, well, first half, you know, was it was almost like Ben Kramer, one of the fishers, was, is there a time bomb on that thing? And I mean, it felt like that's what it was like. It's like we were trying to do, we were trying to score 50 in one possession, and it's like it's not going to happen that way. It will if we run our offense and we move the ball and we take good shots and we don't just start throwing it around. But I mean, it was like no one could have the ball in their hand more than 4 seconds, a second, and we had to have a shot up in five, and we were just throwing the ball all over the place, and it was just ugly. And we told him, I said, those are games, as a coach, you just kind of hate to play in, just because it's sloppy, it's ugly, we're not getting better, we just know we're a better team, and we just kind of went through the motions. In the third quarter, then we came out, and I thought we settled down and actually run our stuff and got good looks, and we scored a lot more points. I think we had, 32 at half, and then 25 in the one quarter, so we actually scored way more points by running our offense than we did by just trying to go down and throw up shots. And so that's things that they have to understand. And then, the other part is defense can create your offense for you. So, we were trying to gamble and all that kind of stuff and, getting beat off of things and not rotating. Once we did a better job of that in that third quarter, then, our defense intensity picked up. We held them scoreless, and then also it created more offensive for us. So that's things they just have to understand. So,
yep. So looking ahead to St. Henry as our next scheduled game. Do you have things kind of in your head for what we're going to do there? Are you still getting through this game, and then we'll look at that one?
Pretty much one game at a time. And we've seen them on film just by watching other teams.
Right.
When you're scouting whoever they were playing. Yeah. But as far as really prepping for them, I mean, we haven't done that at all. We take one game at a time.
And, yep, that's a good way to do it.
And, we'll sit down and we'll watch film. Probably not tonight, but we'll watch it tomorrow. And, we'll get something together and we'll watch them, four, five, six times and have a scouting report ready to go. And just, have a good three days of practice next week and get ready to go for that one. So, because next week's a tough week for us. We have them and Tri-Village. So.
Yeah. I don't know much about Tri-Village this year.
They're ranked fourth in the state right now.
I figured they were, they're usually just a great program.
They are. Great program. And they have two big girls inside and, they have a nice group of guards. And, I know their coach really well. He knows Jeff and I. And so, we've actually shared some film throughout the year with each other and to help each other out. And so, that'll be a tough game, but like I say, so next week's a big week for us, and enjoy this one here and come back for Hall of Fame night tonight. And we have two girls that played in the basketball program, and Tiff Garkey and McAdowney and Holly Steingain, and so they played, and so we'll come back and honor them tonight and enjoy that and watch the game and then get ready to go. We have a draw tomorrow at 2 at Ball Park.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you about that. It's at 2 o'clock?
Yep, 2 o'clock at Ball Park, and then we'll get ready for St. Henry and hopefully a good week next week. So.
Yep, and so the tournament is going to be the games will be played at
St. Mary's
and
Coldwater.
And the finals at Wapakoneta.
Yeah, that's a district. District's at
Wapakoneta.
Sectionals will be at St. Mary's and Coldwater.
Okay, so we'll probably do like last year and see how it lines up best. The distance isn't, you don't necessarily just grab a Coldwater game because it's closer. I think last year we grabbed a Wapak game early to
We went to Allen East.
It was a long trip.
Because we were the two seed and Minster was the one. And, we went that route that way we could hopefully, and we did, face them in the district finals. And so that was our goal. And so, this year we won't be a two seed, but we'll probably be in that 5-6 range, 4-5-6 in there.
But I think with the way we're playing, we played the last few games. I'm not afraid of anybody.
Well, we just got to continue to get better. And, this is the time you want to be playing better. And that's what we told them. That was the disappointing part is we had a good week. We beat a good Franklin Monroe team with 14 wins. And, we beat Marion, who had, lost to themselves in overtime. They had beat, I think they might have beat St. Henry or somebody. Yeah. So, I mean, they had some good wins. And then we played really well. And then we came out here and kind of went through the motions. And that was kind of the letdown for us is, we told them, we had a good week. Let's not come out here and go through the motions. Let's not take a step backward. This is an opportunity for us to get better and gain some ground. And I kind of feel like we kind of squandered that in that first half, but I thought we did a lot better job in the second. So.
Yep. So, and a lot of the JVs got a chance to play, and that's really good too. So I really appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck next week, and we will see you then.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of the
Eric Alane's post-game show right after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes postgame show, where the Lady Indians come away with a 67-19 victory and against the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And again, the boys will host the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks tonight. JV game starting at 6, of course. And between the JV and varsity games, we'll have our Hall of Fame induction, and that'll be Val Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein-Gann entering our Athletic Hall of Fame. And speaking of Miracle Lanes and the post-game show, give a big shout out thanks to Corey Gerlach for getting us this information. The Fort Recovery Indians bowling team played bowled against Minster this morning, and Minster had a very respectable 2295, about 2300 pins. Indians beat them by almost 500 pins with 2768 pins. John Kanapke and Jared Timmerman in two game series. John bowled a 405, and Jared Timmerman, who's been very hot lately, bowled a 472. And they'll be back in the MAC championship at Community Lanes next Saturday at 8 a.m. I believe that's at Minster. They're peaking at the right time of year. As I mentioned earlier, Jared in practice bowled a 300 last week, and comes out with a 472 average, and I believe that is 236, something like that. I believe that's 236 average for Jared Kanapke for two games, or Jared Timmerman for two games. That's just really good. And then John Kanapke with a 405. So they're bowling really well. So again, we're going to call it a day here from Fort Sight Fieldhouse for the girls. We'll be back with the JV game at 6 o'clock, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW's varsity broadcast. If you're planning to listen to that on the radio, you will want to tune to 105.3. It will not be on 100.9 tonight. That will be, I believe, a Jay County game. So their AM station will be doing, I believe, IU basketball, and the 100.9 will be doing Jay County, and 105.3 will be if you're planning to listen on an actual radio. Otherwise, obviously, you can, as always, get their broadcast here on Fort Recovery Radio. So we'll be back in a few hours with the boys action and the Hall of Fame induction. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's A special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.